Hi friends, this is Ravikant, Ravikant Miriala. Share knowledge and share stay blessed. Let's have a quick revision of Accounting Standard 5, net profit or loss for the period, prior period items and changes in accounting policies. A small standard, right? Let's come to topic number 1, that is net profit or loss for the period. All the items of income or expenditure has to be routed through profit and loss statement unless until it is specifically set by any accounting standard or any law. If there is no accounting standard separate treatment, if there is no law separate treatment, then every item of income or expenditure, either profit or loss, has to be routed through P&L. It should not be transferred to capital reserve, it should not be transferred to any reserve. Revaluation gain, specifically set by accounting standard 10. Hence, it should be transferred to revaluation reserve, but it should not be transferred to P&L like that. And all the items of P&L are classified into ordinary and extraordinary. This is only for the purpose of disclosure. As you know, extraordinary items are going to be disclosed separately on the face of profit and loss statement. Yeah. Next, ordinary items are normally does not require any special disclosure, but depending upon the amount or nature of transaction or significance of the occurrence of event, it may require a separate disclosure. That separate disclosure is only called as exceptional items. But exceptional items are nothing but ordinary items. But it requires a separate disclosure considering the amount, nature or circumstance. Yeah. So, and what are ordinary items? Ordinary items are day-to-day activities, business activities, which are incidental or accidental to the ordinary course of business and which are expected to occur as part of business. Say example, profit or loss on sale of fixed asset. It is ordinary because it is expected to occur. Yeah, profit or loss because of the loss of any legal case. Ordinary. Profit or loss on sale of investments, ordinary activity, but if the amount is significant, then it is going to be exceptional item. Right? What is extraordinary item? Extraordinary items, in simple words, which are not ordinary items, but these items are not expected to occur as part of business. Yeah, loss due to earthquake, loss due to cyclone or natural calamities. These are not part of my business, but occurred. These are extraordinary items. Attachment of property by the government. Unless until company did some extraordinary things, otherwise nobody, government will not touch the property of individual. Right. So that is, those are extraordinary items. Next point is, yeah, let's go to prior period items. What is prior period item? This is an income or expenditure recorded in the current year, but arising actually related to, right, I repeat once again, it is an income or expenditure recorded in the current year, but related to previous year. Why is it recorded in the current year? Because of an error or omission in the last year. Error, what do you mean by error? Error may be arithmetical error, error may be fraud, error may be wrong application of accounting policy, error may be wrong interpretation of fact. Omission. Omission means information was clearly available in the last year while preparing the financial statements, but was not considered. Okay, we have missed out that information. That's why we missed out information in the last year and we realized that in the next year. Then this is omission. Yeah, prior period item requires to be disclosed separately if the amount is significant. If the amount is insignificant, then you don't need such disclosure. Yeah, always you are supposed to follow the concept of materiality. Next topic, change in accounting estimation. Estimation is approximation. When there is no precise mean, we will go for approximation. Examples of estimation, yeah, all provisions are estimations. Useful life of fixed asset or intangible asset, residual value, fair market valuation is an estimation, depreciation method is an estimation. If there is a change in estimation from compared to last year, that is not a change in, I mean, that is going to be accounted for prospectively. Prospectively means from now onwards without considering the past. Yeah, we are not supposed to do retrospective. You have to follow always prospective method. If the change in estimation impacting use, that is significant impact is there in the current year, then it requires a separate disclosure. Otherwise, nothing is required. The last topic of this standard, change in accounting policy. Yeah, change in accounting policy. As per accounting standard 1, accounting policy should be followed consistently. Does not mean that you cannot change the accounting policy. You can change the accounting policy if it is required by the law or if it is required by the standard or if it is for better presentation. And the following are not change in accounting policies. The first one, adoption of a new policy. Adoption of a new is not change of old. 2. Adoption of an accounting policy for events or transaction which are different in substance from the previous year events or situations. Next. Yeah, that's it. Change in accounting estimation is an ordinary item. Next, change in estimation is not a prior period item. Yeah, and if there is a dilemma that whether the change is change in estimation or change in accounting policy, it should be treated as change in estimation and should be accounted for prospectively. Yeah, one point I forgot. Change in accounting policy should be accounted for retrospectively, but this is not said by accounting standard 5. It should be, we are considering Ind AS 8, that is nothing but Ind AS which is followed by all the big companies. That's it, my dear. Please share this if it is helpful. And these audio files are available in my website. That is www.ravikanthmiriala.com. Anybody can download it and let this be useful to as many people as possible. Right. Wish you all the very best, my dear.